The Holy Gospel for this day is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, beginning with the 18th chapter, and we shall rise. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were beginning even infants to him. They were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Heavenly Father and from His dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation is based on the Gospel of Luke in the 18th chapter. Jesus, in his message to us, talks in terms of parables, messages in which he communicates a deeper meaning that many of us at first reading would find, what does he really say to me? In this case, he talks about two men who went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee begins his prayer by saying, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from His dear Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen. How many times have you found yourself in a crowd listening to something on the radio, watching something on TV, or maybe at an event in which you find yourself observing behavior that you would say, oh, thank God, I am not like those people. In fact, one of the things that personally ticks me off when I'm in a crowd of people and something happens in which meets the disapproval of other folks, And rather than address the behavior, they begin to start saying, "Oh God, I am so thankful that the Lord did not bless me to be like them." In fact, in the black community, we have this phrase that really bothers me. It's called "you people." Anybody who does things that we do not approve of, or not too happy to observe, or we're not pleased to acknowledge, we tend to distance ourselves and refer them as "you people." By the way, as a pastor, there are times in which I find myself guilty as I pastor the flock, and I give thanks to God for the opportunity to minister to those who are open to the ministry of healing and reconciliation that I offer them. But I am also quick in my prayer to say, "And I thank you, Lord, that those who are not those people, I turn them over to you." One of the things as Christians, people who love the Lord, people who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, acknowledge, as we just did at this service, and should do every time we get up and wake ourselves from a sleep, to give thanks to God that during the night He has protected us from all harm and danger and able to have our eyes awakened, to be able to experience another day. Now, to be honest, we may not like what we experience when we wake up. We may find a challenge out there that we are not looking forward to. Like growing up as a child, I knew I had a test that I didn't study for. But yet, my prayer was, "Lord, help me. Give me the knowledge so that I can pass this test and not get the wrath of my parents if for some reason I am not delivered with a good grade." Sometimes we wake up, as I do and others of you know, that we're not feeling the best. Our joints are aching. The pain that we have, both mentally, physically, and emotionally, we find is just as still there as it was when we closed our eyes in the sleep of the Lord. But yet, we will pray, "Lord, have mercy on me and deliver me from all harm and danger." For me personally, I know that there are times in which I don't feel like this is a good day to get up, because I'm facing the same obstacles, the same problems, and issues that I faced that were there the days before. But yet, I do acknowledge that it's not because of the Lord that I feel that way, but it's because of who I am as a sinner in need of forgiveness and the blessings and the power that come through the resurrection and sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, we confess them knowing that we do so not as righteous individuals, but as sinners who are in need of God's forgiveness and blessings in our daily walk with Him. Many of us think that we, by our own means, can somehow make our lives better and somehow transform it in a way that we will not experience the pain, the difficulty of our sinful life. One of the challenges that I always face as a pastor is to help explain to an individual who has been involved in risky behavior whether it be alcoholism, whether it be drugs, whether it be not making good decisions in their lives, that the punishment that comes from that risky behavior is not because God is singling you out or God is saying to you, you are not worthy of my blessing and of a good life, but it is because of our own sin, whether it be by omission or by conscious thought, that created the problem and the circumstances we're in. When I got cancer, I know that it was real easy for me to blame God, that he gave me this dreaded disease, not realizing that I played a heavy part in the fact that for years I was obese. For years I did not take care of my body and getting enough exercise. For years I was involved with behavior that, even though I knew better, were told by many loving people that this behavior would lead to my own personal destruction, would not believe them or think that I knew better than the Lord. But I am thankful that despite my shortcomings and my sinful nature, that the Lord delivered me and helped me through the challenges of the difficulty of being a person who suffered with cancer. Whether it be any disease or any mental problem or any other problems in our lives, we need to realize that the Lord does forgive us, not by our behavior, but by his blessed, conscious help to deliver us, to guide us, and to show us that he is our loving God and cares for us in all circumstances. Our role always is that the Lord loves sinners. When we acknowledge our sin, when we acknowledge that he is the one who forgives us of that sin, that's when he welcomes us and invites us into this continual relationship where he shows us his forgiveness, his love, and his caring for us in all things and in all circumstances. You know, it's easy for us as individuals to point the finger at other people, to think that we're better off because we deserve it, that we're righteous, that we live a life that again is in conformity to God's will and desires, that we do the things that the Lord would command us to do, be good tithers, good churchgoers, be people who hear God's word and respond to it, and think that in itself should give us a special gift and blessing as we continue our walk with the Lord. But the Lord reminds us that it's not because of how we think of ourselves as being righteous, but how we respect and see God's word in all that we do. That we can recognize it not by just saying, I'm thankful that I'm not like a tax collector. I don't think many of us like tax collectors today. Think we're better off. But thanks be to God that we recognize and are blessed by our knowledge that we, like everyone else, because no one was born into this world perfect, righteous, or without sin. And it's only through our relationship with Jesus that we can gain a life that leads us to his everlasting grace, mercy, and peace. The next time that we find ourselves quick to cast judgment on things, people, lifestyles that we may not be in agreement with or thankful for the Lord for not leading us or sparing us from their despair and their ability to not see God in their lives. That's not something to boast about. It is a thing that we ask the Lord to help us to find more effective ways of how we can help ourselves and other individuals realize that that's not the direction God wants us to go. That He has blessed us to be redeemed, to be people who know the Lord, and to know that He has come into our lives, has broken through our darkness to give us mercy, grace, and peace. Not to boast, but to say to God, thank you for delivering me, for sparing me, for keeping me on the road to your everlasting throne. May the Lord continue to help us as we, in our own sinful life and nature, look to Him, are guided by Him, are thankful for Him being our deliverer and the one who leads us to His everlasting throne as we serve and praise the Lord in all things and in all the ways as we give thanks for the blessings and the gifts that He continues to give to us. Thank you, Lord. I am not a sinner who is righteous, but one who is always in need daily, if not hourly, of receiving your blessing, your grace, and your mercy, not only in my lives, but in the lives of all of your children. To Him be the glory, the praise, and the honor, both now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, keep and preserve us in His grace forever. Amen.